Allah does everything for a reason. Yusuf alayhi salam, if you look at it, his display was, he was a governor of Misr. So what was he short of? Was he short of anything? Likewise, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala gave him the palaces, the control of everything. So that was their display, their color. So one side the Nabi is of this kind. Another side, Isa alayhi salam, we look at him. He was of that kind that he didn't have anything, just only clothing. One clothing that he has. And then he has one bowl only. There's one bowl and one pillow. That was his life. So look at the different colors of the Nabis. All of them interpret prophethood, showing us the prophet is this kind, this color, and the prophet that kind. Because in this world you get poor and rich too. So Isa alayhi salam, one day he was walking. While he's walking from the riverside, he saw a person using his hand to drink water. He said to himself, why must I carry this bowl? That bowl was for drinking water too, to make a wudu also, for everything he was using. But he said, why must I use this bowl now? This bowl not, it's extravagance. So he threw that bowl away. He said, I can use my hand to drink water. While he's walking past, he saw one person leaning, sleeping on his elbow. So he saw him sleeping on the elbow, he said, this pillow is not colored. So he threw the pillow away too. So these two colors you find that they have in them, that you can do without it, but does not mean you and I must do that too. That's why the true colors of a Nabi Allah Ta'ala gave about. Whatever they are, you do not feel if a person got a lot of money, or he's rich, he's got the best of place to sleep, he's got the best home, then he's now taken out of the position of sainthood. Nabis have the same position. Allah Ta'ala give you the same position. You get the same condition. But the most important thing is this much, that not to judge anyone with the clothing of any kind. If you judge anyone because of the clothing, then you won't get the right answers. Everyone is different. Sayyidina Abu Khajjali rahmatullah alayhi, his clothing was a different kind. He could buy that material which the king couldn't buy too. Yet he had so much. He was of different. So each Nabi and even Sahabi also among the Sahabas too, there were people who were very rich and the people who were very poor too. But you do not find and could say you judge a person's sainthood through this clothing. Clothing does not mean anything at all. Yes, the only thing that you see, if you see a person winning anything against the law of Sharia as far as clothing is concerned, then you can talk about it. But you must know how to stop him too. It's not everyone's work to talk. It's very easy to say someone, but there's a way of saying it. A person winning clothing like this, with against Sharia, you don't look down at him, you look down at the way this action of him. You don't look down at him, you look at the action of his, which is very important. And there's a way of saying the person, look, what you are doing is not correct. And when you're saying it to him, you must be prepared to bear the consequences. No, we can't do anything now. Bear the consequences. That's why they say, whatever you do, wasbir ala ma asabak. It's very easy to give advice to people, but it's more important to see that are you prepared to face the consequences. If you're not prepared to pay the consequences, then say that you must not do it at all. Luqman alayhi salam said, Ya bunay aqim salah wa amur bil ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar wasbir ala ma asabak. To say very quickly to someone to give do good deeds is very easy, is very good. But to face the consequences outside, after that, which is more important, wasbir ala ma asabak. You have to make sabr. Sabr is most important this thing. So Allah Ta'ala brought about this thing, that you come to know that you do not make anyone just like that to just jump into people's conclusion to find this person like this and this person like that. It's not a duty for anyone to pass any kind of judgment on anyone. Yes, when it comes to clothing, we know that Nabi Karim saw some three types of people, that Allah's rahmat will not be on them. One is the person whose garment below his ankles. Garment below ankles. You'll be surprised, so many people. One person asked me, this is a question, that I'm performing, reading namaz behind an imam whose pants are below the ankle. What must I do? What answer must I do? Say to him. Well, there's certain that you're not supposed to read namaz behind ankles. How do you explain that person? He's so important. So, below the ankles, people wear clothing. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was, when he was stabbed, and that lad came to meet him, he looked at him and said, oh lad, I want to say you something. At that time, he said, oh lad, your pants is below the ankle, your garment is below the ankle. How nice, he said, that it's dragging, your clothing is getting dirty. He did not tell him anything else. He said, your clothing is getting dirty, so why don't you lift it up a little bit? Showing us that when you say someone any kind of advice, think before you say it. It was not that you must break a person's heart. Very quickly we want to give advice to people, but we do not know how to give the advice. So as Umar radiallahu ta'ala said very nicely to him, that look, lad, your pants is below the ankle. It's sweeping the floor, it's making dirty, lift it up. At that occasion too, to show the importance that he was passing away, that how important this act is, that actually that the garment below the ankle, let it not be like that. And what's the reason for a person to wear below the ankle? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that wear above the ankle. And you and I wear the word below the ankle. And side by side also, that when the school, you go to school, the teachers tell you in school that you will wear the pant above the knee, you prepare to wear it. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi says that you must wear the pant above the ankle. You're not prepared to do that. Tell me where we stand there. What kind we are. And the only reason for that is because of pride. The only reason for that is because of pride. A person does not want to wear his pants above the ankle is because of pride. And pride is something is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's for no one else. So piety is something what Allah ta'ala gives, does not prove this thing, does not Allah ta'ala give, he will decide who he wants to give, he gives it to him. No one can say he is pious. The moment the person says he is pious, he is not pious. No one who said that. Morasan Gongoi Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he said to him, what do you think of Morasan Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah? He said, he's very high. But for himself, I am nothing at all. He regrets himself to the ground that I am nothing at all. And they mean what they say. Not that like you and I. When we say we are nothing, we are something. We are something. But they would say we are nothing, in reality they are nothing. They should praise each another. If Imam Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah said once that, oh, he is very, very high. And Imam Qasim Gongoi Rahmatullah said, he is very, very high also. That is why in the past, people had this quality of looking at others better than them at all time, in every condition, but brought about so much of peace in the world. The peace in the world only can come because when you become to see yourself lower than others. When will you get peace in your heart? When you learn to know that you are more than everyone else, then there will be peace of heart. So in those days, there was peace so much because they have always taken everyone more higher than them. A governor was sent to Makkah, to Madinah, to Munawwara, and told Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He went and said, what is the reason the Muslims are so victorious? Very victorious. What is the reason for that? He walked around and saw Everything was simplicity. But the biggest thing what you saw that everyone took one better than them. They took each one better than them. You are better than me in reality. That humility that came into them, they crept into the humility. That pride was not there. The pride. Today everything is because of pride. I am someone. I did everything. There it was, Allah did everything. We did nothing. They went in a battlefield. Only one time in one battle. Only one moment, the time they saw they had more money and more everything, more possession was too much. They just thought, oh, that the thought just came in the heart. Allah Ta'ala showed them for the few seconds that that is not the purpose. Just imagine that at that occasion when they were looking at our numbers are big now, and we got all the arms and ammunition more than them, just to think like that for a moment, Allah Ta'ala said, where is your mind gone to? Who is the one that gave you success? Why did you think like that, turn your mind towards that? That thought just came in your mind, and immediately Allah Ta'ala showed them a sign. But for a few moments, there was some misery there. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. When they were going through this condition, Allah said, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. No sorrow and grief. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ. You'll always be victorious. But إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. The word, the condition, إِن كُنْتُم, you must be a true mu'min. Allah Ta'ala says, "Inkuntum mu'minin," true mu'min. This is a mu'min that's a lesson for all of us also. This way the world is going on. Whatever is happening is because inkuntum mu'min, we are not true mu'mins. If you are true mu'min, then Allah Ta'ala will definitely give you the same victory, same mother, same assistant at the time of the Sahaba Ikram. So the reason for all this is happening today that we find is because of one thing, is pride. Pride is something which is hidden in everyone. It is very difficult to make it out. In those days, they say, that man is better than me. That's why. In nowadays, you look at it, no, we are better than him. You look at faults of others. You look at faults of others, you forget your own faults. You look at faults, if you see someone good also, all good things happening about him. But you don't look at the good of it, you look at the bad of it. This is our condition today. When you hear of anyone who's doing something very, very well and is doing very well, instead of saying, no, he's even better than me, you begin to belittle him down, to look for some fault to run him down more and more. Now, if we're going to do that kind of thing, if we have that in our calling, in our hearts, then what do you expect then? What do you expect? What kind? You'll find there'll be war all the time. You'll find misunderstanding all the time happening. That is why our society today is full of misunderstanding. So remember, clothing does not make a man. It's the heart that makes a man. The heart is in line with Allah. That's why they say, you know, you can wear the best of clothing, but your heart is humble. Humility, man tawadu lillah, rafa'u Allah. That person with tawazu, in tawazu, what do you mean of tawazu? Total humility. You know, when a person climbs a mountain, he does not climb a mountain with his shoulders out. He's actually bowing down in water. He's going more higher and higher. He's bowing down. That's how when a person goes more higher to Allah Ta'ala, he has to bow down more and more. The more you bow down to Allah, the more you become more closer to Allah Ta'ala. And the time when he comes down the mountain too, you find notice at that time too that he's also going to be careful. At that time too, he's bowing down. So what is the meaning of that? Man must be every moment become humbled and bowing down all the time. He has to have the quality of that kind to be making sure that I must be humble at all times. And if humility is not in you, then you find no matter what you can do, you'll be very, very, you'll not be successful at all. What is the reason for that today that brothers and sisters are not talking to one another? What's the reason for that? Because of pride, nothing else. Nothing else because of pride. If a brother is humble, the sister is humble, they'll come down and begin to sort the problems. So many problems that we have today in this world, whether it's our businesses, whether our estates, whatever it's going to be, the reason for that because we are not rounding up is because of pride. We are someone. I did everything. I must have everything. The pride that has come into people's hearts, that crept to that condition that you find there's so much disunity around. So what is the most important? Man tawadhu lillah rafa'u Allah. Bring about humility. My dear friends, if a person got pride, he's not even prepared to pick up a thorn from the floor too. If you see a thorn falling down, you won't pick it up on the floor too. But if a person got humility, he'll pick it up straight away. A person who got pride in him, he will not ask for forgiveness. A person who got humility will ask for forgiveness. He'll forget and forgive too. But a person have pride in him, then Wallah will keep riyahu fi samawati wal ard. Pride is only for Allah. Pride is only for Allah, for no one else. And the reason for shaitan to become the fuel of Jahannam is merely because of pride. Allah Ta'ala told him just what's the reason for it then? Astagbarta, have you got pride in you? Did Allah ask him to? Yet we all have pride in us. When will that humility come into us? Then you go home to the wife, have to tell you something, you bow down. What's the reason for you to fight with the children, we fight with your wife and the rest of them? What for? It's because why you spoke to me like that. It's why you telling me what to do. You're a small person, why do you tell me what to do? What's the reason for that? Yet the time when Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi was making tawaf, one lad was riding a bicycle very fast. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah told him, "Oh lad, you're riding very fast, you'll fall down." He said, "If I fall, no problem. If you make one mistake, the whole alam will fall down." He took a lesson from it. He took a lesson. He did not think, why the small child had to tell me that? Today, if a small child gives you an advice, what do you feel? You feel that you are someone. Yet those people of that kind, that even if the small, when the youngest Sahabi was made the leader of the Muslims to go into the army, so young, 18 years old, and the great, great Sahaba to them, not one opposed, "Ya Rasulullah sallam, we are so elder than him, why you allowed him to become open?" They were made of that kind. They had humility. Humility is the most important. Pride. I want this kind of car. I want this kind of clothing. No one told you not to wear this kind of clothing. No one told you not to wear this kind of car. No one told you not to have that kind of homes. But will that bring pride in you towards them? Be humble. You can have the best of cars. You can have best of clothing. But if it has brought humility in you, then you can. That's why when you're making Islam of yourself, when a sheikh tells you, "No, you cannot buy a good car, you have to wear a junk car," you just cannot. If he tells you, "You cannot wear good clothing, you must wear that kind of clothing," that's when you want your Islam to take place. You know, once at the Thani, rahmatullah alayhi, one person made a mistake. So he told him, "Hazrat, the punishment is I'll put everyone champal right, not sample right." He said, "Oh, you want to put people champal right? People are going to Sufi sahab ke beda." You cannot prescribe yourself what you want to do. The sheikh will decide. When you go to a doctor, you don't prescribe your medication. He prescribes the medication. So likewise, you cannot tell the sheikh, "I want to do this." So one person told Hazrat, I'll wash the wuzu khana. So, "Oh, shabash." He said, "Hey, everybody must say, very, very humble person this." So you, in your eyes, you feel that act is very good. But what happened, that act is not good for him. Hazrat Thani Ram says, "You know what, you must go out of the Khanqa, that is punishment for you." And to miss one majlis of his is very, very great loss, very big loss. So just imagine, he wants to do that act, and the sheikh said, "No, that's not good for you, you must do this act." One person had a habit of bad habit, looking at women all the time. Hazrat Thani Ram, "You must make one frame, and say, I got this sickness in me." Now to walk with that, you think it's easy. Just try to show you how can you bring humility in you. Humility is a name. If you bring humility in you, humbleness, you'll make salam first. If you make humility in you, you begin to forgive people. We have humility in you, give others front and you say back. Humility. If you've got humility in you, you won't get angry too. My dear friend, the cause of all the harms in this world is because of pride. If you got one tawadhu lillah rafa'u Allah. Wa ibadur rahman alladhina yamshuna 'ala wa idha khatabu wa ibadur rahman yamshuna 'ala huna. Allah Ta'ala says, my banda, my special banda, my special servant, those, when you walk, yamshuna al-hawna, they walk with humility. Just even Allah Ta'ala is praising that person. Actually praising that person, look at the other people who walk with humility. So what is our real sickness today? Why is it that we are always going backwards? What's the reason there's no happiness in our homes and all? It's merely because of pride. Take this pride out. If my son told me something, I must accept it. If my servant have to tell me, I must accept it too. If my friend told me, if my enemy tell me, I must accept it too. When will you accept this thing? When the time you have humility. Humility is the thing that brings a man, raising a person very high. And this is what we are lacking today. We are lacking that a lot. When a person is not prepared to accept anything. The victim of this kind, you know, the pride is for Allah. And if you have the slightest bit of pride, then you must know this much, that you won't go to Jannah. You will never go to Jannah. One bit of pride, you and I have taken a very small thing. Very small thing, pride. Pride means, in short, do not look down at anyone, but look down upon yourself. You can see a person commit the biggest crime in front of you, saw it too. That's why they say the dhann al mu'min wa khayra. Always think good of a mu'min. Do not think bad of a mu'min. If you think good of a mu'min, you'll come to realize that in other words, you'll take yourself lower than that person. But the moment you think bad of that person, you think you got pride, now I'm better than that person. Yumma Allah Ta'ala won't ask you why you thought good of that person. Allah Ta'ala will ask you why you thought bad of that person. So this is what we're lacking today. Lacking is being about tawazu, love, overlooking. And you can only do that in a tawazu. Tawazu is simple. The only way is this much. You must be able to forgive and forget. Forgive and forget, which is very important. Today, people say, I won't forgive that person all my life. You very quickly say, on a day of Qiyamah, I'll talk to Allah Ta'ala. What do you mean? What are you trying to say? Do you know what's the meaning of that? Great, saying, they say, Ya Allah, I forgive that person. I don't want him to be punished. I will not prepare for my own enemy. I don't want him to go in Jahannam. They speak like that. And here we are prepared, you are a Jahannam, you go to Jahannam. Only these statements come out because of pride, nothing else. Pride is something which is hidden in you. Look into it, you come to realize very few people are free from pride. Very few people are free from pride. 50 years, 60 years, you still have pride in you. You do not understand it. Till you give your hand to someone and try to improve your life, to make it that the pride must not come. Once you have tawazu, you give everyone further to you. You shake hands, make salam with everyone. You won't only make salam with those who are close to you. You make salam with everyone. It becomes like that. Humility comes in a person's heart. He makes salam to everyone. It's not that he chooses people. And Nabi can say, afshu salam. Make salam to everyone. Even a young boy too, you make salam to. A poor person to make salam to. It's not that you begin to choose. That is called tawazu. To make dua to Allah Ta'ala. That this tawazu is something, if it come into us, pride will not come into us. Pride will not come. You do not know what harmful pride brings. Allah Ta'ala hamari hifadat farmaye. And my Hazrat always say to us, there's one statement I'll never forget, my Hazrat. It is very easy to say, I'm worse than a dog. But take one small dirty dog and throw on you, then you come to know your true colors, whether you are true in what you're saying. Allah Ta'ala amal kani tawfiq nasib wa akhur da alhamdulillah Allahumma salli ala sayyidina maulana Muhammadin wa ala Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadati Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa ajinna min khizy ad-dunya wa adhabi al-qabri wa adhabi Allahumma inna nas'aluka as-sihha wal ifah wal amana wa husna al-khulqi wal ridha bi qadar fatir as-samawati wal ard anta waliy fid dunya wal akhirah توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب